right, fantastic. Jamie Soriano here from New York. I want to welcome everybody to the call. Just from the intros, I can tell that we have a ton of people on the call all around the country and obviously in Canada as well. Again, I want to welcome you. If you're on the East Coast, it's about 11 a.m. If you're on the West Coast, it's a little bit more earlier than that. But what I want to do is I want to just take a couple of minutes just to kind of talk to you about a couple of things that will hopefully give you some value. It will hopefully, you know, help you position your day to get off to the right start. Because I like to, whenever I get on these wake-up calls, and I love getting on these wake-up calls because I think there's nothing more important than starting your day right. And I learned a long time ago, about 14 years ago when I first got into this industry, that it's important, it's critical to your success to really work on yourself, to work on your mind, self-improvement, self-development, whatever you want to call it. And I learned a long time ago that to do it early in the day is powerful, okay, because you'll be able to set your day off the right way. So I love getting on these calls and spending time with you guys, especially, you know, the newer people who are just kind of getting integrated into the community. These calls are valuable, and you want to plan for the single day. And what I want to do is I want to give you seven things, okay, seven things that you can jot down if you're in your office or if you have the ability to. I want to encourage you to write these things down. Okay, these are seven things that I really think are going to give you a tremendous amount of value. If you're on the road, if you're listening to me and you're maybe in your car like that, that's okay. You can always listen to the replay. But for me, I like to teach. And for me, this morning I was actually reading something on John Maxwell. I don't know if you guys know who John Maxwell is, but really he's a leadership expert. Okay, he's written a lot of books on leadership. And you know, in this article, in this magazine article I was reading about him, he goes over seven things that really, if you want to be successful, and again, success can be, it could be different things to different people, right? Maybe your definition of success is, you know, maybe owning a jet or something like that. Maybe it's to have $1 million, whatever it is. Okay, for me, my definition of success is just being free, you know, not having to have a job. Having more residual income coming in than you have expenses going out, having the ability to have an incredible quality of life, do what you want, whenever you want, nobody telling you what to do, you know, providing for your family. I mean, that's what it means to me. So I don't know, it might mean the same thing to you. It might not. But he goes over seven things that really, whatever your definition of success is, if you integrate these seven things in your life, it'll really, you know, position you to accelerate your the process of success for you. Okay, so write these things down. Okay, I'm going to just spend a couple of minutes with you this morning, but I think the next couple of minutes are going to be very profound because these seven things really hit me, and I'm pretty sure it's going to hit you. So number one is you got to be grateful for life. Okay, you got to be grateful for life. And I know when you're building a business, especially when you're in the trenches, I remember, you know, first getting involved in this industry, starting a business from scratch, not knowing anything about anything, going to events, going to conventions, going to briefings, meeting with my upline, doing all those things that you're probably doing, you get caught up a lot of times. And a lot of times you might forget to be grateful, okay? Because a lot of times you're focused on, you know, what you want instead of being grateful for what you have. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be focused on what you want. I'm always focused on what I want. But it's important, guys, okay, that you always got to step back, and no matter where you are in your business, maybe you're a little more seasoned, maybe you're brand new, wherever you are in your business, it's good for you to step back and just be grateful for your life, okay? Be grateful for everything that you have in life, okay? Because it really is. It's hard to be negative when you have a grateful attitude, okay? For me, you know, when I get going and I'm in the trenches and I really want to, you know, maybe switch directions and maybe focus on getting a better attitude, I always just look at what I can be grateful for. You know, I got my health. I got my three beautiful kids. They're healthy. My wife, I mean, everything is, when I start thinking about everything I can be grateful for, there's no room in my mind to be negative about anything, okay? And so if you want to really switch your mindset from being negative to positive, and I'm not calling you negative. You're on this call. I know that you're a leader. I know that you're positive. But there's times in your day when you probably get negative, right, because you're human. If you want to switch from going negative to positive real quick in your mindset, just focus on being grateful for whatever you have in your life, okay? And that brings me to number two. Focus on what you have, not what you've lost, okay? Because everybody on this call, at one point or another, has probably lost something, okay? It might be monetary, it might be whatever, okay? And a lot of times, if you think about things like that, if you think about what you've lost, it's easy to get down in the dump. It's easy to get beat up. It's easy to get negative. But if you know, there's nothing you can do about it, number one, okay? But number two is just focus on, focus on and being grateful for what you have is going to stop you from what I just said, being negative about what you've lost, okay? So, again, number two is focus on what you have, not what you've lost. Number three, and this is a big one, okay, especially when you're in the trenches building your business, this is the one that you probably neglect the most. Number three is you got to be a good steward of your body. You got to be a good steward of your body. You got to exercise. You got to do things that'll help you maintain and improve your health. And again, this is something that I just started incorporating, okay? Because I've been off and on, going to the gym. And about a month ago, I said, you know what? I'm gonna reinvent myself. I'm gonna go do something. I'm gonna do something that'll stimulate my mind. I want to do something that'll do something I've never experienced before. Because I'm at a stage in my life where, and I'm a young guy. I'm 36, but I'm in a stage in my life where I want to just experience new things. I want to experience new experiences. And so I started taking, jiu-jitsu classes here in my local area, right, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu class. And I got to tell you, it's not the easiest thing, but it's just fulfilling to me knowing that I'm doing something different. I'm doing something new. And for you, being a good steward of your body might be, just taking a walk. Maybe something like, maybe getting on the treadmill for 20 minutes a day. Just do something to maintain your health or improve your health, because you know what? All the money in the world doesn't mean anything if you don't have your health, okay? When I was 22 years old and I first got into this industry, man, all I wanted to do was make money. And I didn't care about anything else. I just wanted to make money, okay? Now that I'm 36, money's still great. The money's awesome. Don't get me wrong. But, man, it's important to be healthy, okay? I've experienced a lot of things, especially over the last year or so, where I've seen family members lose their health. I've seen friends lose their health. And for me, no money in the world is worth losing my health over, okay? So as I'm building my business, I'm still focused on, maintaining and improving my health. I want to encourage you to do that, okay? Number four is place your family first. Again, sometimes you lose focus, and as you're building your business and you're running around like a crazy person, right? Because I've been there, right? Running around like a crazy person, trying to get your business going, trying to hit the next milestone, maybe trying to hit the next rank, maybe trying to win the next contest. Lose perspective. And I'm trying to tell you here that, if you place your family first, everything else will fall into place. Now, that doesn't mean that there's going to be times where you're not balanced. Okay, there's been times in my life where I haven't been balanced. Because it's okay to be unbalanced for a short period of time so you can have balance forever. Okay, I want to make that very clear. But always put your family first. Your business should never be more important than your family, okay? And I know some of you guys are like, man, this is a business call. This guy's telling me that, my business isn't important. I'm not saying that your business isn't important. I'm just saying that in the priority scale, okay, your business should never be more important than your family, at least for me, okay? Maybe not for you. For me, that's just how it's always been. And that's why I think I have a great business. That's why I think over the last 14-plus years, I've been able to make, the amount of money that I've made is because I've always put my family first, okay? And they always let me do what I needed to do with the business because they knew where they fit in my priorities, okay? So enough about that, but just understand that's a big one. Number five, and this is a big one also, is develop a team around you. You want to develop a team around you that's supportive, that's encouraging, that lifts you up. See, there's nobody around me, there's nobody in my inner circle, quote-unquote, that isn't uplifting, that doesn't bring positive energy to the table. If you're negative, you ain't going to come around me, okay? I'm not going to let you come around me because I can control my environment and I can control who comes around me. And if you're negative, negative people don't like me. They really don't, because they're negative. They come around me. I don't let them be negative around me. I just don't mix with negative people, okay? So one thing about that I'm going to encourage you to do is develop a team around you that they bring positive energy to the table. There shouldn't be anybody around your circle that is a dream killer or a dream stealer or someone that's negative or someone that's not uplifting you, okay? And here's the key, guys. Understand one thing. You can control who comes around you. You really can. You can control your environment. You can control who you let in your circle. Okay, so develop a solid team around you that's going to help you in your journey as you're building your business. Okay, very, very big key. And I'm not just talking about your upline. I'm not talking about your downline. I'm not talking about your sideline. Those are all important, okay? But even people that are just, you know, people that just are, you know, like family members, okay? Just people, maybe that they're not even in your business. But if they're around you, make sure that they're positive, because if they're not positive, don't be around them. When I was building my business, okay, especially early on, when I was 100% totally in the trenches, laser focused on what I wanted to do, there was a point in time where there were family members of mine who they were not in my business. They didn't want to join my business, right? They weren't in my upline, obviously. They weren't in my downline. They weren't in my sideline. But they were just there. You know, family members are just there, right? Guess what? There was family members that, you know, some of them were supportive, and some of them said, yeah, go do it. You know, you can do it and whatever. But there were family members that just would poke fun at me behind my back. And guess what? I stopped hanging around with them, okay? I still love them. They were still my family, but I just couldn't be around that as I was building my business because it was just too distracting, right? And some of you guys are letting people that are not even in your business distract you from building your business, and guess whose fault that is? It's your fault because you're letting them affect you. You're letting them come into your circle. You're letting them come into your environment. For me, I didn't let anybody come into my environment that wasn't, you know, that wasn't helping me do what I needed to do, and that meant family members at some times, okay? Again, I still loved them, right? They were my family, still said hi, still went to family gatherings, still came up, gave them a hug, gave them a kiss, but I didn't hang around them and listen to their crap if they were going to tell me why this thing wasn't going to work, okay? And some of you guys are listening to those people, right? Some of you guys are listening to those people, and then you wonder why things ain't working for you. You wonder why you're not building your business. It's because you're letting the wrong things go in your head. Instead of focusing on self-development, listening to your sponsor, listening to your upline, you know, focus on positive things, you're letting negative people who are probably broke, okay, and this is a little tough talk here, you're probably letting people that are broke influence you instead of listening to people that are successful. And that's a big key, okay? That really is. That's one of the biggest things that I've seen from experience blow people out of business, and hopefully that doesn't happen to you, okay? Number six, okay, and I'm almost done here, is, and I'm not going to spend any time on this because I don't think I'm that qualified for this, but it's important. Number six is determine your personal faith, okay? And I'm not going to spend too much time on this because all of you guys have different faiths, but I know for me, one of the things that's helped me, especially over the last year or so, is my faith, okay? Especially when, you know, last year I had lost my sister to cancer, and, you know, I just, you know, the thing that really kept me grounded was, number one, my team around me, okay? When I say team, that doesn't mean just my business, just, you know, supportive people that were around me, but my faith kept me grounded. And that was a big, big key that got me through a lot of things that happened over the last, you know, year or so. So again, I'm not going to spend too much time on this because I'm not the most qualified person to talk about it. But number six is determine your personal faith. And number seven, the last one, is make the most out of difficult situations. Okay, I know for a fact there's at least one of you on this call. There's a lot of people on this call during the roll call. Okay, and I know at least one of you, maybe more than that, but at least one of you is going through a difficult time. One of you is going through a difficult situation. One of you is going through a time where you're really questioning, you know, if you're going to be able to pull through, okay? And I'm here to let you know that you can pull through. We've all been there, okay? I've been through, if I told you some of the situations I've been in over the last 14 years, it would make your hair fall out, okay? But one thing I got to tell you is you got to make the most out of a difficult situation, okay? Because 5 years from now, 10 years from now, God willing, you're going to look back and you're going to look at the time you're in right now, this time that you think is, you know, totally overwhelming you, and 5 years from now, 10 years from now, you're going to say, you know what, it wasn't that bad, okay, the situation wasn't that bad, okay, when I think about, you know, over my last 14 plus years in this industry, there were times where I was just, man, I just didn't know if I was going to be able to pull through, okay, and for some reason, okay, maybe it was my team around me, maybe it was my faith, maybe it was just my sponsor, maybe I was lucky, I kept plowing through, and I didn't give up. And there were times where I just felt like I was going to get overwhelmed. And you know what? Now, looking back at it, sometimes I look at things that I've gone through, and I say, you know what? Man, it wasn't that bad. It really wasn't, okay? To experience what I experience now, which is freedom, having really more money coming in that I spent. I mean, I don't know how that sounds, okay? Because I don't want to start talking about it, because you might think I'm, I don't know. I don't know what you're going to think of me, okay? But to really have more, way, 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 way more money coming in residually, okay, than we have going out in bills, just to be able to do what we want whenever we want and just have that freedom. Man, I look back at some of those situations that I thought were going to overwhelm me when I was younger, and I say, man, I would have paid double the price. I would have went through double that, okay? I would have went through more crap to experience what I experienced. And by no means am I where I want to be, okay? There's a lot of goals and milestones that I want to hit still, okay? But, man, you know, the stuff that you're going through right now, it isn't going to be that bad, you know, when you look back at it 5 years from now. You know, one of my mentors told me early on, he said, Jamie, whenever you're going through some stuff, just understand it's never as bad as it seems. It's never as good as it seems either, okay? So don't celebrate prematurely sometimes. But when you're going through some crap, it's never as bad as it seems, okay? Just keep moving. Just keep on keeping on, and you're going to look back at that time, and you're going to know that it wasn't that bad. So that's my advice for you, okay? Maybe that went over your head maybe for some of you guys, but maybe there's one person on this call that needed to hear that. And so, guys, just to recap real quick, the seven things that hopefully, you got some value from, okay, from John Maxwell that I was actually reading this morning, because I was wondering what I was going to talk to you guys about. And, you know, there's a million topics that I could talk to you about. There's marketing, there's SEO, there's YouTube videos, there's Facebook page. There's so many things that I could talk to you about. But really, at the end of the day, your mindset, okay, your mindset, the way you think is going to be the biggest determining factor to your success, okay? Your mindset is going to be the biggest determining factor to your success. So just to recap, number one is be grateful. Number two is focus on what you have, not what you've lost. Number three is be a good steward of your body. Number four, place your family first. Number five is develop a team around you. Number six is determine your personal faith. And number seven is make the most out of a difficult situation, okay? Hopefully, if you can apply even just one of those things to your business and to your life, you're going to have, it's going to take you to a whole nother level. So listen, guys, real quick before I wrap up the call, today is Thursday, okay? Today is Thursday, and what that basically means is Thursday night, okay, 7 p.m. Eastern, we have our prospecting and a role-playing webinar. The way you register for that webinar is you go to your back office, and under the Big Support tab, you can actually find the registration link. You can register for that webinar. Again, it's tonight, Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. And if you want to find out what leaders inside of MLSP are saying to their leads, what they're saying to close them into MLSP, what they're even saying to close them into their primary business, you can get on that webinar, and you can listen on that. And it's really valuable. Okay, the amount of training that we provide inside of this community, it really is ridiculous, okay? It really is, because we provide a tremendous amount of training. You know, there isn't a night, you know, Monday through Thursday, there's a live webinar going on, and it covers everything from mindset to role-playing to marketing to the newest cutting-edge thing that's going on online. We have calls like this that go on that help your mindset, and I just want to encourage you to stick with it, okay? If you're brand new within this community, just stick with it. You might be overwhelmed at some point. That's where you reach out, talk to your sponsor or whoever it is that referred you to MLSP, and they'll help you out, okay? But you stick with it, because I'm telling you, because of this type of community, you know, 19 months ago when I first got involved with online marketing, because I was totally strictly offline, okay? If it wasn't for this type of community, I really believe this type of platform, the marketing methods that I learned from Miley System Pro is a big factor, okay, to a lot of the freedom that I feel today. Learning how to leverage myself on the internet and build the list and all those things, it's a big determining factor. So I'm always going to be grateful to Miley System Pro. I want you to stick with it, and we're going to rock and roll for the rest of the year. So hopefully you got something out of this call, and I will catch you on the next one. Have a great day, guys. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.